once again, you know, I'm learning week in and week out that this game is based upon, you know, executing as much as you possibly can at the highest levels you possibly can every play, and that every play does matter. And obviously, you go back and you watch that film and you see that there's some specific plays that can change the momentum and change the outcome of the game.
Deshaun, what can you do, either in practice or overtime on your own, to get things going with your receivers so that you guys are really on the same page during training?
You just got to continue working your craft. You know, this is a game where you got to always be getting better, because as soon as you're not up in your game, you know, you're getting worse. I think it's my job to make sure that, you know, each day in practice that I'm out there working my butt off to become a more accurate passer, work my butt off to run the ball a little better and have better timing with the guys who are out there with me.
You said on the interception when you're going for Kaysen in the red zone, it was a matter of not having enough time on task. You know, you guys maybe not having the same chemistry to read the defense correctly. So and kind of found out Mary Kay. So do you guys then watch more film together so you can try to pinpoint exactly where you want him to be?
Absolutely. You know, this is accuracy is a combination of not only the mechanics of the quarterback and the footwork and those things, but it has a lot to do with timing. And it's going to be on us to make sure that we get back out there as soon as we possibly can to work on that timing and have the chemistry needed to make sure that when I do throw a ball early, that it is exactly where he expects us to be so he can come out with the ball.
I mean, you've got a great arm, and you know, we can see how fast the ball just jumps out of your hand there. Do the receivers tell you? I mean, are you throwing a catchable ball? Does that have anything to do with it, or is there too much heat on something shorter?
You know, it goes back to timing. You know, every route requires a certain ball, and every situation that the defense gives you requires a certain ball for a receiver to come down with it. And it's on me to once again evaluate that defender, evaluate how we're running our route, and make sure that ball is exactly where it needs to be.
Deshaun, you mentioned yesterday about having to get off to a faster start. What would that take to make that happen?
It's a mindset. It's 100% a mentality walking into the game, understanding that the game plan that you have is exactly what is needed to beat that team. And in order to execute that game plan, it's going to take all of us to buy into it and do our job correctly. Once again, this is a league where the defense can do a lot of different things. When you have a bunch of pros out there who've been playing the game as long as they have been, they can make adjustments within a week that you might not expect. And it's in order for us to understand our system to be able to step out there and still be able to execute in the early parts of a game where they might not be giving you the look that you saw consistently on tape.
You guys go into a game with a script like the first maybe 10 or 15 plays, hey, this is what we're going to run. Does that happen?
You have an idea. You know, there's third downs that might change that. There's different looks that they might give you, different schemes they might give you. But you have an idea of what plays that you'd like to play to run in the beginning.
How drastic has the change been through these first three games to that script? I guess the point that I'm trying to ask about is that if you go into a game with a script and you've worked on the script, you know, where's the disconnect from what you worked on or prepared for versus what's happening?
There's not much. I don't necessarily think there's a disconnect. It's more of, you know, a lack of execution from me and my position to everyone else out there. If you can execute your job, every play on paper is going to be drawn up to beat every defense. And it's on us to make sure that we just make sure that we're doing our job to make sure those plays are executed.
Deshaun is a leader and everything that goes with being a quarterback. How do you handle it when guys are dropping passes? And do you pull them aside and talk to them or encourage them or tell me about their back or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've between myself and almost every one of those receivers out there have completed hundreds of balls together, and we know what it takes to go out there and play well. We've made spectacular plays in practice, we've made spectacular plays in games, and I know that we just need to continue to build on that. You know, once again, there's a lot that goes into winning, there's a lot that goes into completing passes, and we got to just make sure that we're grinding on it each day to do whatever we can to allow that to happen a little more often.
Confidence to show him that, hey, I'm going to come back to you and I believe in you. And what can you do to show him that faith?
Yeah, you know, Ricardo is a great player, and he knows it, and I know it, and we all know it. I think that the most important thing after a game like that is to go into practice with the excitement that he had today to get back to work. We're going to come out and we're going to, you know, make the proper adjustments that we need to make and go out and make the plays that we need to make to go out and win games.
Sean, obviously you guys haven't won this year and last year's record was bad. What do you think the psyche of the team is right now?
I think it's still positive. I think that you go back and you watch the film and you go back and you you know, you evaluate where you are, and we're right where we want to be. We just don't have the W's to support it. We're driving the ball down the field. We know that on offense, we take away one simple thing, and that's turnovers, and we're the offense that we want to be. We know on defense, if we go out and we stop the big playmakers on the other offense, that we're going to be a great defense. Everything's right there. We have the talent, we have the players, we have the mentality. It's just about going out and making sure that we're executing from the first snap to the last snap of every game.
I know every game is obviously important, but you got two games coming up at home back-to-back here after the way you guys started. Does it feel like this is a crucial point here already?
Every game's crucial. You know, you want to go 1-0 every week, but we do understand that this game is this upcoming game in Cincinnati is going to be a divisional opponent that could mean a lot to us. If you want to look at this season in quarters, in a sense, you want to make sure that you end the first quarter with some momentum going into the second one and hopefully start stringing together some games that could turn into a turnaround season that goes in the direction we want it to go.
Better together. Oh, 100%.
You know, I've been in this building for, you know, 4 or 5 months. There's quite a few other guys who've been in this building for 4 or 5 months. We're growing every day, and we can feel it. I'm getting to know my guys on and off the field every day, and we know that we're heading in the right direction. It's just a matter of, once again, of continuing to stay on the same line, stay on the same path, grinding it out together, and hopefully experiencing some wins with that.
At some point, but heading in the right direction, though, does have to translate to winning, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that's what's most disappointing right now is that we know that we're going out there and we're working pretty hard and we understand what it takes to win. Now it's about, you know, executing consistently, like I've said over and over again, to get to those wins.
Do catches like the one that Jordan Leslie made, you know, give all of you guys hope that, look, this is what we can do when –
Absolutely. You know, you're always looking for sparks, and Jordan was able to give us a big spark then, and we will expect that the whole receiving corps is going to continue to make those plays throughout this whole season.